This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I don't know if you remember this, Greeny. In the offseason, you asked, what topic are we not talking about that we need to speak up on the more? And I said Drake May. I thought Drake May could be ascending to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And we've seen that. I expect him to understand how valuable this game is. I expect Mike Vrabel, who has been in these positions as a player and a coach, to have this team extremely prepared to play and understand what's at stake. And when you go into Buffalo and win against that team and win against that quarterback, that builds your confidence. Yeah. This is the next step.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's all Arcan.
On WEEI.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and tonight we are here with you for...
84 years.
Not quite, but we are here for 3 hours, almost a full show, on this Friday. Last hour will be Boomer and Valenti, in case you were curious. So that means not the full amount of time to get to every single topic that we want to get to, but we'll try to get to as many as we possibly can here, and we'll open the phone lines early and often, as we like to do here on the night show at 617-779-7937. If you noticed, I was out the last couple of nights. And I was out because we suffered a loss in my family. My father-in-law, John Sullivan, passed away earlier this week. And he was a great guy. He was a big listener of the show. Big Pats fan. And we miss you, buddy. And we'll be thinking about you during the show. All right. I wanted to start off with what you just heard right there. And that was Ryan Clark from the Get Up crew debating whether or not Drake May and the Patriots can get this win in Tampa Bay this weekend. Now, he was on, not with the normal Get Up people. As I didn't see Stephen A. at that table. I didn't see Stephen A.'s first take. I didn't see the normal people that you usually see. It was Peter Schrager, Bart Scott, John Fortenbaugh, who I'm not familiar with, and Ryan Clark, and Greeny in the middle. And three out of the four of them picked the Bucks. The Bucks are favored in Vegas, 2.5 points, and they're a team that for most of the season has been considered sort of the standard bearers right now in the NFC. Not especially right now, but for a lot of the year, they look like the team that may be the team to beat, just in terms of the start that they got off to. The Patriots didn't get off to as good of a start, but eventually turned themselves into this juggernaut that they are right now going on and winning all these games. But while we may look at this team and see a juggernaut and the team that just can't be stopped, the national dialogue is starting to shift a little bit. Ryan Clark had some nice things to say about the Patriots right there. He was the only one on that panel of Schrager, Scott, and Fortenbaugh to pick the Patriots to win this game. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone's gone cold on the Patriots, but it does seem like it wasn't that long ago. It was last week, I want to say, where the Patriots were getting talked about in some very lofty conversations. Drake May, lofty conversations. Mike Vrabel, lofty conversations. And those are persisting, by the way. A win like that last week against Atlanta, that's the type of game that may drop you in the Vegas odds for the Super Bowl, but will continue to boost the profile of Mike Vrabel as the head coach. But hearing Ryan Clark and the crew sort of debate it right there, and what Clark had to say in particular about the Patriots recognizing the importance and the impact of this game, I think is a good place to start here. When we get to the topic of this game, what it means for the Patriots, what it means for the Bucs, what it means for Drake May, what it means for Mike Vrabel, and really everything sort of all at once here. The Buccaneers are coming off of a bye week. I think that's a very important factor to consider here. They're coming off a bye. They're going to be very well rested. Patriots are coming off a tough win over Atlanta and a game that nearly got away from them and exposed maybe in some ways some things that they still have to work on a little bit. You are not going to have Kayshon Boutte or Ramondre Stevenson in this game, which I feel like got glossed over a lot just here in the afternoon showing their picks for the game. Not everybody's, but it seemed like everyone was just talking about the Patriots like they're all loaded up. They're not. They are not. And not only are they not at full strength, they don't have arguably Drake May's favorite weapon and not arguably their best running back, who, even though he's their best running back, is also a guy that is prone to put it on the ground here and there. Thank you, Stish. Tampa secondary has been awesome. Antoine Winfield, Tyke Smith, Jacob Parrish, those three guys have been good. They got depth in the secondary. They have a good rotation of corners and safeties. Bucs have a good run defense, not as good as New England's, but they do have a good run defense. And without Ramondre Stevenson, they may not even have to have a great one. We'll see. Well, this is a big game for Henderson, I'll say that. I still have some leftover thoughts on the trade deadline that I want to get to. But one thing that is going to get brought up, and you know Mike Vrabel gets sensitive to it when this topic gets breached, but the Patriots, since the Buffalo game, have not played a team with four wins. In fact, before Atlanta, they didn't play a team with more than two wins.
I mean, I love your little smirk over there.
I love it too, Mike. I said it before, I'll say it again. No one rattles the new, since Belichick anyway, no one rattles these head coaches like Curtis. He's just got such a skill for it. I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is, because I didn't think that question was particularly offensive. He, you know, he tempered it pretty well. It's not like he was, hey, your schedule's really weak. You guys are fraud. Like, he didn't say anything like that. He wasn't, like, in his face about it, like he was with Mayo a couple of times. And Vrabel was just all over him. Been a touchy week for New England football coaches, has it not? You had Billy O'Brien yelling at that poor guy. It's like, we're not down. It's like, buddy, you're 1-8. You're not down. You're not down at 1-8. Okay. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's
what's
not-
up, Trevor.
The message you want to spend. That's great night for Trevor, though. Great night for Trevor. After you get a big ride, then you dad, what's up, Trevor? You're cool. It was like when that guy quits in Half-Baked, and he's like, bleep you, bleep blue, you're cool, and bleep you, I'm out. That's what that was like. Bill O'Brien was basically the guy in Half-Baked. But Vrabel doesn't like it when you talk about the schedule. And I get it. It's not like he can do anything about it. He's playing the schedule that was put in front of him. And that win over Buffalo was certainly the type of win that got everyone jazzed up. It was a win against a division rival on the road. It was Drake May versus Josh Allen, and Drake May won. It was a great win. It really was. And they've had some convincing wins since then. I don't know if I'd call them all great wins. That wasn't a great win against Atlanta. I wouldn't say that. I think they had a great win against Cleveland. I would call that one a great win. That's a good, I mean, it's a great defense they played, right? If you can put up 32 points against a great defense, then yes, that's a great win. Beating the Titans was a perfectly fine win. Was it a great win? No. The Saints, not really a great win. Like, they beat them, but it wasn't a win where you're just like, damn, they're awesome. And the Falcons, certainly not. Now, I know, Arcan, you're mincing the wins now. Oh, it's not a good win. It's a great win. It's this. It's that. This, if they beat the Bucs this weekend, no matter how they beat them, it'll be a great win. Okay?
Don't put words in my mouth.
That's the difference. That's the difference. If they beat the Bucs 3-0, that will be a great win. If they beat them 52-49, that'll be a great win. There is no type of win that the Patriots can get this weekend that will not be a great win. And that's why this game's different. That's why this game's special. It just is. You can play teams that are 1-8. You can play teams that are 2-7. And you beat them, fine. You're supposed to beat them. You go into Tampa, you go in and play those Tampa Bay Bucks right now, and that Baker Mayfield, that defense, and that offense for that matter. And I know they just took a pretty hard L against the Lions, not last. It was 2 weeks ago, right? Yeah, because they just beat the Saints this past week. So, yeah, it was 2 weeks ago where the Lions maybe put them in their place a little bit. And hopefully showed Mike Vrabel and Drake May and, you know, the rest of the guys on that offense ways that you can beat this team. Because the Bucs are good, but they're not unstoppable. They're not this wagon of a team. They have some not great wins this year, too. First two games of the season, they beat the Falcons 23-20. They beat the Texans 20-19. They beat the Jets by less than a field goal, okay, at home in week three. They beat the Seahawks in Seattle. That's a great win. They beat the 49ers by two scores. I'll call that a great win. But you know what I mean? Like, they're not a juggernaut. They're not, oh, my God, it's the Buck. Like, they're good. They're good. They're a team with a winning record. They're a team that's, you know, far and away in the good column, just like you. But I think there's still some doubts. There's doubters and there's doubts. Some of those doubters reside in Las Vegas, the wise guys. Patriots Super Bowl odds, since that win over Atlanta, have dropped. Here's how it looks right now, according to FanDuel. Kansas City Chiefs, plus 550, best odds. After that, Bills at 650, Eagles at 750. Lions and Rams, 850. Packers, 1,000. Seattle, 1,200. The Colts, 1,200. Ravens, 1,800. Broncos, 2,000. Bucks, 2,500. Niners, 2,700. Patriots, 3,000. So you had to wait a while to get to the Patriots there. In fact, you had to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's 13 teams ahead of the Patriots. And teams in the AFC, there's the Broncos, Ravens, Colts, Bills, and Chiefs. That's five teams. So you may think that I'm being difficult here talking about these wins aren't great wins. This isn't how it's gone. What's happening right now is Vegas and the national media, the experts, the sharps, are all anticipating some kind of regression here for the Patriots, or maybe not so much a regression, but maybe an idea of, well, you know, it's been, they had a great stretch there, but they're gonna get put in their place just like Tampa Bay did a couple weeks ago against Detroit. May not happen this week. I don't necessarily think it will, although I think it's going to be tough on that offense with no Booty and no Stevenson. You know, that's going to be tough. The offense looked very different without Booty in that game. Drake May looked different without him there. And I think that that's potentially an issue here that we may be underselling. As far as the rest of it goes, the coaching advantage, I think, goes to New England. The quarterback advantage, as much as I like Baker Mayfield, goes to New England. It does. Mayfield's very good. I mean, Mayfield's having a great renaissance out there. He is. But he's not as good as Drake May. He just hasn't been. He's been very good. But his passer rating, he's cracked 100 in his passer rating three times all year. Drake May's had over 100, what, like six games in a row? Like, he's just, that's his default. Again, video game numbers. And that's a very high bar to clear if you're Baker Mayfield or anybody else. So I'm not saying like Baker Mayfield stinks. If there's an MVP race, they're both in it. But I think that, you know, you're talking about the elite, right? The best guys in the league right now, statistically, the best couple of guys in the league. Drake May is right there. Baker Mayfield's right there. I give the nod to May, and that's huge. How about the defenses? This could be an interesting one. Defensively, I think the Patriots have the talent to get the check mark here. And in the run defense, I think they do have it. But I think maybe for me it's Tampa. I think maybe Tampa's defense is a little bit more battle tested, a little bit stronger, a little bit tougher. And again, I wouldn't say it's a big advantage. It's probably about the same size of May over Mayfield, but I think I'd give it to them. Special teams, kind of a wash, but I'd probably go New England. Kicking game's good. Jones is good. I'd say that's a pretty easy one there. As far as the rest of the offense, after the quarterback, that's when the conversation starts to get a little more interesting. Tampa Bay, no Irving. Obviously, no Mike Williams. Not Mike Williams. Mike Evans. And I think when you look at the totality, the sum of all the parts there, the offensive line, the run game, the passing game, etc., as much as I think Drake May is the better quarterback, I'd give the check mark in the offense, talent-wise, to Tampa Bay. Now, I say all that to say this. The Patriots are looking at this game and should be looking at this game as a playoff game, essentially. That's how they should be treating this. That's how they should be looking at it. They should be looking at this game as though, until you play Buffalo, and that's going to be a big one, obviously, too. And, you know, the Ravens, we'll see where they are at that point in the season. But these Tampa Bay Buccaneers right here are the only team you're playing that's going to have legitimate playoff and seeding concerns and all of that for a while. The Bengals, the Jets, the Giants, the Dolphins, you know. You don't play the Bills until December 14th. You have the Ravens the 21st. And that's it. So there's those two games in December. We still got, you know, the rest of this month and the two games after that. And I think that there's a very, very good chance here that the Patriots could now, with looking at what they've been doing, and if they stay healthy, of course, too, that they could be a team that's challenging for a bye, challenging for a home playoff game. I mean, all of these things. All of these things are on the table right now. And Tampa Bay, same thing. And they both know it, and they both, I think, are going to treat that game with that same kind of urgency. And that, I think, is going to be a real test of what this team looks like under pressure, what this team looks like with real stakes in the game. It was nice to see him beat Buffalo and go down there and do it, but now that was when they were still considered, okay, well, good for them. Now they're 3-2. When they beat Buffalo, they were 3-2. They're coming into this game, they're 7-2. Very different expectations, very different framing. It's all now, I think, going to come to a head. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready for this team to really get challenged. I'm ready for this team to go out there and show what they're made of against another actual winning playoff caliber team. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. I have some thoughts that I want to get to on the trade deadline. Phil Perry in his mailbag answered a couple of questions about it that, I don't know, it's not that Phil upset me. It's just that, you know, what he's hearing from the team upset me a little bit. But real quick, I said I'd open the phone lines early and often, so let's go ahead and go to Mark, who is in the car and has a thought on the Bill O'Brien comments and what I had to say about him. Go ahead, Mark.
So I was just thinking about, there's an interesting parallel, and you're only hearing this secondhand, so I'm putting you in a tough spot.
Okay.
But I will call it, you know, certainly he's, you know, Bill's frustrated about his record, and I understand that. I still think Bill's a good coach, and I really admire him for what he did at Penn State.
Okay.
So you're bringing up his schedule, and he's a little flippant. It's funny that, or his record rather. I call on Saturdays to essentially let Curtis know how much I don't like him and challenge his hypocrisy.
Mark, can we get to the point? Thanks for the call. Jeez, we have a 30-second preamble. You're going to get to the point. Anyways, that was very nice. Very nice to hear from the people out there. BC, they're 1-8. Of course, people are down. What do you think? People are happy about that? Think people are excited? Bill O'Brien's not quite Bill Belichick when it comes to wanting to, you know, joke about it, but not great. Not a great season. I think we can all agree on that. Whatever the point of that call was. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go ahead and take a break. Here's Joe Braverman. He's going to get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, we have some thoughts on the trade deadline. Phil Perry, Chad Graff had some things to say about the Patriots as well. We'll get to all of that with your phone calls right after this.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trade Now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Final injury report is out for the Patriots as they head down to Tampa to face the Buccaneers this Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff. Ramondre Stevenson is out for a second straight week due to a toe injury. Receiver Kayshon Booty is also out with his injured hamstring from last week. And linebacker Christian Ellis has been ruled out with an injury to his hip. For the Bucs, receiver Chris Godwin, running back Bucky Irving, pass rusher Hassan Reddick, and linebacker Marquise Watts are all out. Offensive lineman Luke Getteke and Luke Haggard are both questionable. The Celtics are back on the road for two consecutive matchups in Orlando against the Magic. It's also night two of group play in the NBA Cup. Boston is 1-0 with a win over the Sixers last week. Orlando has yet to have a game in this tournament. Xavier Tillman has been ruled out for the season due to personal reasons. Mo Wagner remains out for the Magic as he recovers from a torn ACL. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock. In baseball, Japanese third baseman Munetaka Murakami is entering the posting system to become an MLB free agent. Murakami owns the record in the NPB with 56 home runs in one season back in 2022. His 45-day window for MLB teams to sign him opens tomorrow morning. And Boston College Hockey hits the road to face the University of Vermont. You can listen to that game on WEEI AM 850 with coverage starting at 6:45. BC Football hosts SMU tomorrow for a kickoff at noon. Coverage here on 93.7 WEEI FM begins at 7:30. You've invested in everything else this year. Have you invested in yourself? Awaken 180 is HSA and FSA approved. Make your tax-free investment in yourself. Pay your dividends every single day. Up to 40% savings at awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm curious your thoughts on the trade deadline. I saw some comments you had to the Boston Herald this week. You said we're 7-2 with the guys that we got, but you think the approach of the trade deadline was about the future. Why do you feel that way?
I mean, like I said, I'm showing up to do a job. I can't really, tell you the direction that the front office want to go in or what they're looking for or how they're trying to build. I'm just showing up and doing what they asked me to do, and figuring out any way I can help the team, and on Sundays, just trying to figure out ways I can affect the game and help the team win.
This is Milton Williams, Jones and Keefe, Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. Nice to have you with us here tonight, as we are broadcasting all throughout New England, up in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. If you're not in any of those places, don't forget you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. We're going to be joined in about an hour by Chris Price of the Boston Globe. Look forward to talking with him, getting his take on this game coming up here, and also the trade deadline that wasn't for the Patriots. Milton Williams there, saying what all players say in football, not in baseball. Once in a while in baseball, you'll get a moment of honesty. Some team being like, yeah, some guy, Xander Bogaerts, Rafi Devers, yeah, we needed some help, and no one gave us any help. Milton Williams just going to show up, let the front office do what they do. That's their job. My job is mauling people, and I'm just going to go out there and keep mauling people. And that's good. That's what you're supposed to say. Phil Perry, in his mailbag, fielded some questions about the trade deadline, and this is what he said. He said, here's my understanding of the situation. The Patriots were willing to trade. They simply weren't going to be so aggressive that they went beyond the prices they felt were reasonable. They set values on players they targeted, like Draymond Jones, who went from Tennessee to Baltimore, and didn't want to veer from those values. Big picture, they're playing the long game. They know they need more young talent on the roster. They know they need to hit in the draft. By stockpiling picks, they feel they've given themselves more opportunities to hit on draft weekend. In my opinion, they're in the mix to host a home playoff game. I think they could have been more aggressive without harming themselves drastically in future drafts. There were several players who were involved in deals for day three picks prior to the deadline, including Jones, who was traded for a conditional fifth, who didn't seem like significant overpays. To be fair, I'm not picking the Patriots to win the Super Bowl right now, but I'd be a proponent also of trying to make as much out of this season as possible. A strong performance down the stretch could provide valuable experience for a young team that will be expected to make a deep run, blah, 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 blah. They could add a piece or two in pursuit of a more fruitful January without submarining their chances to build a sustainable winner. I agree with Phil just about all the way through that. But one thing about that answer that really grinded my gears was the fact that Mike Vrabel had this value and targeted Draymond Jones, who went from the Titans to the Ravens. Now, later on in the mailbag, or maybe it was in this answer, I can't remember. I clipped just a small piece of it. Perry said, oh, no, actually, the Titans were talking to the Patriots. They just couldn't swing a deal. It's not like they weren't willing to do a deal. They were willing to do it. They just couldn't get one done. Right. Right. They didn't want to do a deal with the Patriots. Strunk didn't want to do a deal with the Patriots unless they were really ripping them off. Only do it if you can make them look stupid is probably what she said. Only do it if you can really win this trade. Otherwise, don't even entertain it. And wouldn't you know it, Tony Pollard probably priced out of that. Titans traded some guys away. They didn't trade everyone. They still have Ridley, but they traded Jones and a guy in the secondary whose name escapes me at the moment. So they were open for business. They didn't want to trade with the Patriots. And I'll tell you what, reading that, and I know that they probably targeted other guys, but you know that Vrabel likes his guys, really likes his guys. Wanted Landry, and Landry's been good. I don't have a problem with him bringing Landry over. What I do have a problem with is him targeting his old Titans players, even though that organization wasn't really in the mood to be trading with you at all. It's almost like that should have been enough to say, okay, let's start looking at some of these other teams. Let's start looking at some of these other players. We're not getting anywhere here with Tennessee, but there's plenty of teams moving out there. The Patriots have 4 sixth-round picks, right? I think it's 4. Let me see if I'm exactly right. But I think they have 4 picks in the 6th round. You telling me they need all of them? They need all those picks? I'm sorry. Like, I don't think that that's true. I just don't. They have their own pick in round 1, their own in round 2, own in round 3. They have 2 4th-round picks. They have 1 5th-round pick. In the 6th round, they have their own pick. They have a pick from the Vikings, a pick from the Chiefs, and a pick from the Steelers. 4 6th-round picks and 2 7th-round picks. So, you're telling me that the path to success here is stockpiling 6th-round picks that you can't trade at the deadline? You know what? 12 total picks? Yeah, I'm talking about in the latter part of it. Yeah. So, in the 6th and 7th round, and that's what I'm talking about here, or maybe, you know, you want to throw in that 5th, fine, you got 2 4ths. You don't want to touch any of the first 3? Okay. Don't touch them. But you're telling me you need all 4 of those 6th-round picks? Is that what you're telling me? Because guys went for 6th-round picks. Guys on your team. That's where you got them from. You have those 6th-round picks because you traded away Kyle Duggar and Keon White and some 7s and got back some 6s, and you already had 2. So what? You need to, you're going to make all those sixth round picks? Now, in fairness, they're two, I wouldn't say they're two best, but two of their best wide receivers this year, sixth round picks, Kayshon Boutte and Pop Douglas, who were both really unlocking things this season under Josh McDaniels and Drake May. So maybe I'm poo-pooing the power of the sixth round pick a little bit. Tom Brady, famously a good sixth round pick. But I will say that if that's the reason why, because they were worried about the future, I mean, you got 12 picks total and four sixth-round picks. You don't need all those sixth-round picks. Nobody needs all those sixth-round picks. It's just that's way too many. It's entirely too many. You want to package them together and move up for a fifth or a fourth, something like that, okay. I feel like that doesn't happen very often. And now we're really sort of splitting hairs here. But you couldn't pluck some running back from somewhere with one of those sixth round picks, really? There's no way, there's no deal to be had out there for anybody for a sixth round pick. I have a hard time buying that. And that bothers me. That bothers me. Especially when he was so hyper focused on ex Tennessee Titans or current Tennessee Titans that were there when he was coaching the team. You know who was like that? Gerard Mayo. And that he ran into trouble with that. Gerard Mayo was out, well, I'm just going to re-sign all my own guys because I don't know anybody else. I have no Rolodex. I'm not going to go out there and try and negotiate with these other teams or bring in players that I don't have an existing relationship with. And you ended up with all the Duggar and Stevenson and all these guys, you know, signed to these contracts. And now Vrabel got rid of almost every single one of them.
Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
Right? I mean, that was basically it. Now, that's an exaggeration. Vrabel's not quite there. But you can tell he likes his guys. You can tell his guys are who he's sort of zeroing in on. And I think at the trade deadline, he said, well, if we're going for depth, I want it to be my guys. I don't want to go too far outside my comfort zone here. And that's why you end up with nothing. And that bothers me. That's just that. That's too reminiscent of last year. Too reminiscent of being real insular and not wanting to go outside your own little box. And I understand it's his first year. He wants to have people in the room that he already has some sort of connection with or that he thinks he can connect with. And sometimes you make a trade and that brings a wild card into the locker room. And yeah, sure. I mean, that can be an issue sometimes. Absolutely. No question about it. But we're not talking about two first round picks for Sauce Gardner. All right. I'm talking about depth, trading some of those sixth or seventh round picks and getting some depth or maybe getting a running back or whatever. I mean, just that's what I thought should have and could have been on the menu here. And instead,
you get nothing.
Exactly, Willy Wonka. You're just marching along, and you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Nate in Enfield. Hey, Nate.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Ken.
You got it.
I had a quick question, MVP-wise. So this game, right, we're without Ramondre, without Boutte. Arguably two of the best offensive players, maybe beside even Hunter Henry, against another MVP finalist in Baker Mayfield. Do you not think this is like a staple game for MVP award in context, saying that we don't have a top 10 player, James Cook for the Bills, Emeka Ikpuka for Baker, and then Rasheed Rice for the Chiefs? Drake May is doing it without any top 10, top 15 weapons, and I think if he does this against Mayfield, it's a staple game for MVP.
Okay, thanks, Nate. I was with you until you said Rasheed Rice. I don't think he's a top 15 talent. He's good, but I don't think he's a top 15 talent, and he didn't have him for most of the year. I don't feel like he made a huge difference when he got here. I can tell you that the MVP award odds right now have Josh Allen number one at plus 160. Drake May, number two, at plus 400. Mahomes at plus 450. Stafford, plus 600. Darnold, plus 1,200. I like that. That's juicy right there. And then there's Baker, the touchdown maker, Mayfield, at plus 2,000, sixth on the list. You look at the offensive player of the year, and this, I think, is instructive. Like, you don't see Danny Dimes up there anywhere in the top six. He's behind... Or no, he's tied with his teammate, Jonathan Taylor, at plus 4,000. Goff's at plus 4,000. Lamar Jackson's plus 3,000, which tells you they're just trying to, you know, get some get some long shots, I guess. Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, etc. Other guys there. When it comes to offensive player of the year odds, when we're talking about the guys on that list ahead of Drake May, there's just one, Josh Allen. And he has James Cook, who was sixth in odds for offensive player of the year at plus 2,500. Patrick Mahomes is plus 8,000. You have to scroll way down before you find one of his teammates. Matthew Stafford has Puka Nacua fourth for Offensive Player of the Year. Sam Darnold has Jackson Smith and Jigba, as the caller said, who's plus 250 for Offensive Player of the Year. Baker doesn't have anybody on this list anywhere. And neither does Drake May. And neither does Patrick Mahomes. Now, what's funny is that Patrick Mahomes is plus 8,000 for Offensive Player of the Year. Baker Mayfield is plus 20,000. And Drake May is not on this list for Offensive Player of the Year. Explain that to me. Explain that to me, how he's second for MVP and not on the Offensive Player of the Year list anywhere. What? How does that make sense? It's not like he's not a dual threat quarterback either. I can see if he was just the guy who was, you know, sitting back in the pocket all day and didn't run or didn't use his legs. He's not that. So how does that make sense? I don't get that at all. The reason why I even did this exercise in the first place was just to point out that the other guys on this list have Offensive Player of the Year candidates as weapons. But Mahomes and Mayfield are both on the list themselves for Offensive Player of the Year. Josh Allen, too. Josh Allen plus 8,000. Oh, no, Drake May's there. I'm sorry. Drake May's at plus 8,000 for Offensive Player of the Year. I skipped right over him. I was like, how can he not be there? He is there. And he has the same odds as Patrick Mahomes. All right, crisis averted, everybody. Sorry about that. You can go back to whatever you were doing. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. I gotta read a little closer, I guess. Coming up, got to talk about the Bruins, as they are flexing all over the NHL right now, looking pretty good doing it. We'll have a quick Bruins minute right after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
McAvoy, around a check, centered, they score! With 6 seconds left, Pavel Zacha stumps it home! Bruins victorious in overtime over the Senators, 3-2!
These guys give me everything they have, they really do. Did we play the way we wanted early on? Probably not, but I think everyone gets it now. Everyone knows me now, knows what I want out of them. Everyone is accepting the role. Everyone does their job. So I can go on and on. And and that's, again, that's the way we have to play. And I'm very happy structure-wise how we approach every game now.
Bruins are rolling. It's like Limp Bizkit. And I'm loving it.
I love the way these games are going. They're fun games. They're winning shootouts. They're winning in overtime at the end of the overtime. Like, this has been fun, man. This is a fun little stretch they're on right here. And it's been all different types of people. Who's Newtonoff has been killing it. Love watching him. Zaka, Arvidsson, that whole second line has been tremendous. Mittelstadt, like all those guys, really, has been tremendous. I've really, really enjoyed this. I know I just butchered his name. Hustadinov. And Marco Sturm, got to give credit to him, too. Because in the early parts of the season, it seemed as though he was in so far over his head we were dealing with another Gerard Mayo situation. And that's not the case. We'll play this clip of him in just a minute. He was on Behind the Bee, just a little bit of his locker room etiquette and the message he delivers to these guys and them seemingly picking it up. On the blue line is where I'm most impressed with his coaching. Lauri sitting down. Zadorov and McAvoy together, I feel like, have been a force lately. And you know who I really am enjoying watching, and I thought was going to be someone else that just could not find their way on this team, is Andrew Peak. Andrew Peak has made, he was the one who whiffed in that Florida game and basically gave away that last goal. And he hadn't really been playing all that well up until that point anyway. This team getting it together on the blue line has not all been Andrew Peak, obviously, but he's really gotten his act together. And that, I think, is partially just, you know, a guy getting out of a cold spell to start the year. But also, I credit that to the coaching. And Sturm made a point of on Thursday coming out and saying that. He said this was big for our team. He does the dirty work. They gave him the Grinder Award. That's this thing they're doing now, the Grinder Award, which sounds like something else. But he was good. He had two assists in that game. He blocked a shot and left and then came back. Like, he's tough. And he was great against that Senators offense. I thought he did a good job physically. He did a good job, with the stick. Like, there was just a lot to like about his game there. And there's a lot to like about the Bruins right now. There just is. Swayman starting to get it together. Korpisalo had a good game last night. Like, there's improvements in the goaltending. They got Toronto coming up. I think they have two games coming up against Toronto. You may get snapped back to reality real quick here, and I don't expect this win streak to go on forever. And as I told the guys in the afternoon show, I do think there's a little bit of an element of a mirage here. A little bit. You've beaten some good teams, but, you know, you're not playing all good teams right now. I don't necessarily believe in the teams ahead of you either. You're ahead right now of Toronto, Tampa, and Florida. At 18 points, Toronto's 17, Tampa 16, Florida's 15. The Montreal Canadiens, Les Habitants, sit atop the Atlantic Division with 20 points. And you and Detroit are tied right now with 18. But they have two games in hand against you. So there you are. If this continues, and they can go out there and sort of prove that this hasn't been and you know what, splitting with Toronto, I'll take that. You got Ottawa coming up again. I feel like you play Ottawa every other day. But you got them coming up again after that, and then you got Montreal on Saturday the 15th, a week from tomorrow. It's a tough stretch right there. You want to see what this team's made of, you'll see it. You'll see it over the course of these next four games. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready for them to go out there and show what they're made of. And what's been interesting about this in particular is that you're not seeing David Pastrnak go out there and dominate. He's playing well. It's not like he sucks or anything, but like, you're not seeing him go out there and can shoulder the entire load offensively and be the one guy that's getting goal, the one guy getting points. Like, no, that's not really what you're seeing. You're seeing a different, and it's not like they're scoring a million goals, but you're seeing a different way of generating offense. You're seeing a second line right now really become the scoring line. I mean, they've kind of molded themselves into that over the course of this win streak. And I think that's great. I mean, how many years have we been pining for that type of thing? In the Marchand, Bergeron, Pastrnak, et cetera. You know, Krejci, always trying to find somebody for Krejci. Behind the perfection line, who can we put with him? What's it going to do? How's it going to work? and rotating through. Some that worked, some were fine, some weren't. You know, I mean, we all remember what those lines and combos were like. But I think right now, and I'm not expecting this to go on all year again, I do think that there's an element of a mirage here. But one guy that this, I think, comes down to a lot is Jeremy Swayman. Jeremy Swayman, who, when Corpusalo started those two games, because Swayman had a great win over Colorado. He was awesome in that Colorado game back in, a couple Saturdays ago. And after that, he got pummeled by the Senators. Pummeled. To the point that Sturm put Corpusalo in there for two straight games. And everyone said, oh, no. Are we back to a full-on, 50-50 goalie rotation? Has Corpusalo taken over as the starter now? Is he the starter and Swayman's the backup? Like, what's going on here? What's happening here? And Swayman since then has been pretty good. Very good against Carolina last Saturday. And I thought he was good against the Islanders, too. One soft goal there, but I thought all in all I was pleased. And yeah, his numbers aren't great right now. His goals against is still in like the threes, save percentage still in the eights. You want to get those down to the 2 and 9 respectively and then start going from there. So there's still a lot of work to do. But I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by what this team's doing.
It's about time.
Listen to Marco Sturm. This was Sturm from behind the B. What date was this from?
This was after the Anaheim loss, I believe.
Okay. So this was after they lost to Anaheim 7-5 back on October 23rd. Here's Sturm in the locker room.
I try to be calm and everything, be nice, whatever. F*** that now. It has to stop now. Okay? You guys been f***ing through it last year. How does it feel in the summer, right? But you can't play an open game like this and then hope you're going to win. No! You can't!
I liked it. I liked it. And they've played better since then. Since he screamed at them like that, they've won 6 out of 7. And now 5 in a row here. With that Ottawa loss, and that was an ugly loss, by the way. I'm not going to sugarcoat that one. That was a brutal game up in Ottawa. But since then, they've focused. Since then, they've locked in a little bit. And I'd like to think that this can be something that you can, I don't want to say expect, but coming up here, these four games, now through next week, this is going to be a pretty big early season test here. A pretty big early season test for a team that no one really had many expectations for. In fact, I remember Joe Braverman saying not to have any expectations for them whatsoever. That was your producer's
point. The ultimate wet blanket.
That was indeed. And it seemed like you were going to be right. It didn't seem like that was a particularly bad call at the time. And then they lost, what, they lose 6 in a row? So, it was like, okay, yeah, here's the Bruins again. And then they snapped out of it. Marco Sturm snapped them out of it. The blue line's getting their act together. The second line is playing well, and the goaltending's on the upswing. All of those things are very good news for the Bruins and their fans, and hopefully they can keep it up starting on Saturday in the home-and-home with Toronto. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, a little bit more on the Patriots and the Bucks. Josh McDaniels was on with the WEEI Afternoons today. We'll react to that a little bit, what he had to say about this upcoming matchup and the season so far. And your phone calls, of course, at 617-779-7937. Patriots on the table. The Bruins on the table. Whatever you want. 617-779-7937. You can text the show at that number as well. Quick break, and we're right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.